It is a rainy 55 degrees in Nashville. It's been a wet morning. It's going to be a wet day. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Yesterday's primary elections yielded consequential results in several mid-state communities. The primaries often determine the outcome of the general election. For example, in Rutherford County, no Democratic candidate qualified for the primary, but the three-way contest on the Republican ticket was close. Nonprofit leader Randy Allen edged out incumbent County Mayor Joe Carr by less than 400 votes. Likewise, no Democratic candidates ran for mayor in Williamson County. Andy Marshall won the Republican primary there with 54% of the vote, beating Mary Smith by about 2,000 ballots, according to unofficial tallies. Marshall will be the first new mayor the county has had in more than two decades, after longtime incumbent Rogers Anderson decided not to seek re-election. Meanwhile, in Wilson County, incumbent County Mayor Randall Hutto ran unopposed in the Republican primary, but has a challenger in the general election. Christina Pouza Smith was the sole Democratic candidate for the mayor's race, and they will face off in August. Well, incumbents held onto their positions on Nashville's school board yesterday. Two faced challengers, but won easily. Berthina Naba McKinney, the board's current vice chair, is on her way to another term. Among her goals will be closing the achievement gap and improving communications between families and the district. In District 6, Cheryl Mays retains her seat and is vowing to continue monthly meetings with constituents. Two other board members won unopposed, Rachel Ann Elrod and Erin O'Hara Block. The results maintain a school board with steady resistance to expanding charter schools. The board recently rejected four more. In other results in contested races, the Democratic winners who are headed to office in Davidson County include new County Clerk Sharon Hurt, new judges Don Diener and Corlitra Mance, who beat incumbents, re-elected Judge Jody Bell, and Circuit Court Clerk Joseph Day, who won by fewer than 400 votes. Incumbents in multiple other Davidson County roles ran unopposed and were re-elected. A new youth mental health crisis center in Nashville is now open 24 hours a day and has plenty of capacity to help more kids, at least for now. Diana Jackson of Mental Health Co-op is the nursing director and tells This Is Nashville host Blake Farmer that cost should never get in the way.
We actually run off of state grants, so if an individual comes into our emergency psych center, they will never get a bill for any of the services.
Oh, not just that, oh, well, you might be able to help out and cut your bill in half or something. There is not a bill.
Correct. There's no bill.
The center is located in North Nashville and has 15 beds. The rooms are designed to be safe for kids who may be at risk of hurting themselves. Children and teens do not need a referral. When they present at the crisis center, they can stay up to 5 days receiving intervention therapy. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.